Yeah, I think I see a guy with a cassette phone out there. But we know that all people who bootleg shows or sell bootleg t-shirts, they're all a bunch of pedophiles. They support murder in the third world and have... They torture children. That's the reason not to support bootleggers.
It was a rock and roll party because everyone coming out of the bathroom had the sniffles, man. It was the weirdest thing.
La-di-da, la-di-da. Alrighty. Yep. Here I am again. Next piece here from someone you may have heard about, but I'm not too sure. Some guy named J-Jo, the psychotic, anorexic, bulimic, Mountain Dew slamming. Sometimes he huffs gasoline, but doesn't really like to admit it. Clown. You may have heard his name before. Prominent guy here. You'll hear stuff from the future, maybe not as much at the same time, but you definitely will. His next piece has something that I wanted to touch on, is related to something I wanted to touch on, and that's the issue of people treating celebrities as though they were gods. Not even gods, it's not the correct word, but they place these people on pedestals and refuse to treat them like humans anymore, as if they were just there for these people's entertainment and worshiping, nonetheless. And it's really an inhuman, it's an evil thing. You notice in song lyrics, names that pop into my head, Eddie Vedder, obviously, even Michael Stipe, Counting Crows, anybody, Tool, in their lyrics you notice that after their first album, you tend to see a trend in them saying that how they don't wish they were never famous, they wish they never became famous, because of their life just goes to complete shit. They're so much pressure from so many people, you can't go out in public without being mauled once you reach a certain level. And it's stressful, very, very, very stressful. And I don't blame some of these people for, at times, you know, acting like complete assholes to some of the fans that may run up to them and go, "Oh, I love you, I love your music, oh my god, kiss me, sign this, sign that, let me touch your nose, oh, come on, please, oh, just bite my flesh off, I'd love that." No, it's a sick thing, very, very sick thing. And these people that have, most of the time, important things to communicate to the populace, get completely, I mean, really shunned from society and forced to live in some kind of elite circles, and that's not something they really hope for, definitely. Nonetheless, you do know that I'm not referring to the Spice Girls, who engineered by the record industry. See what happens when they get a hold of things. It completely gets out of whack. It's a really, really sad thing. And everybody's got a favorite band, right? And everybody's gonna want to put this person at some level, and so many people just treat them. I do it. I've done it in the past. Put these people at such a level where they're not people anymore. They're something between people and deity. It's a strange thing. And I'd like to recommend to everybody to think about this, because that lead guitarist, that drummer, that vocalist that you listen to 9 out of 10 times when you pick a CD, and that you love every single song, every single beat, every single rhythm, all the words, you go to all their shows, these are still people, and I wish it still treat them like people. You can compliment them on the stuff they do, yeah, but there's a difference between loving the man and loving the artist. You gotta have at least respect for the man. Don't throw yourself at him. Alright, that's enough of my little rambling here, my little spiel. That's twice I've used spiel, and way more than twice that I've used rambling. Pretty sick. Next here, on to the good stuff. Get rid of my voice. Like I said, Clownness. He's going to hate me for not getting his name right, and he might even be embarrassed about me including so much stuff, but he's good. He really is good. This is called Rock Star. Enjoy it.
Rock Star! Seconds before a sound leaps out, the silence deadens the crowd. Feel the movement surge through your body. We are all alive here. We take the energy waiting for a climactic buildup or escape. Sweat builds on our bodies. Our savior has reached the center stage. A crown of thorns wrapped around his holy dick. The groove kicks in and we are all the same. We love you. We love you. Preach to the people, you psychotic messenger from the grave. Prance around the stage while we feed off of your sight. I don't want to lose you. Stay in our presence. Oh, lover of light, give me a lock of hair, that which I can build an altar to. You are the one that makes love with me at night. You are fixated upon me. I am the one whom you adore. Take my life. Take my virginity. Walk across this sea of chaos and lift me up. Take me with you. Take me with you. Take me with you on your tour of the states.
Insert racism here.